Some people are planners. They plan anything from meals to trips to every detail of their day, or perhaps mapping out a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan for their lives. Every moment, some people try to plan it out. And then some of those people too, even with those plans, they might even have a plan B written in there in case things don't turn out just how their original plans they hope to come out. But usually we set our plans because we want to be comfortable and secure and to know what's going to happen, to put ourselves in the best position. Of course, St. Joseph, when he had his own plans to have a wonderful life with his new wife, Mary. They had entered into the first stage of marriage through their betrothal, but then his plans were thrown for a loop. Certainly not what he would have ever expected, and it's only speculation as to whether Mary told him or Mary didn't tell him, but either way, we know it was a great challenge for St. Joseph. There was great anxiety and confusion because things weren't working out according to plan. But then, of course, it was then that he was invited to open his heart, to see things much more broadly and deeply than he was able to see so before. And it was in that dream, of course, that the angel came to him and said that the child was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And that he was not to be afraid to take Mary, his wife, into her home, because Joseph had this great part to play in God's plan, so that Jesus could be claimed as a descendant of David, so God's plans could be fulfilled, so that Jesus would come among us truly as God with us, no matter the circumstances or expectations or the plans that we would have in our lives. Certainly, it is a challenge for us when our plans are thwarted, when our plans or expectations are not fulfilled. And it's in those times where we can really get all worked up, and we can think that God isn't working, that we can question his presence, we can question so many different things. But he invites us to open our hearts. The prophet Isaiah says, saying God's words, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth are my thoughts above your thoughts, and my ways above your ways." God's plan, God's view is from, of course, all of eternity. And his plan in our lives, his plan for our world, is one that is perfect. And he invites us to trust in that, to realize that even those moments when things don't go according to our plans, we're invited to a deeper faith and a deeper trust. Just like St. Joseph was. He was invited to that obedience of faith to keep his heart open and to listen, and then to go forward and do just what God had told him. So it's in those moments where we struggle, perhaps, with the way life is playing out, that we are called also to hear God's voice through the angel. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. We're invited in those moments, just like Joseph, even though things are uncertain, to welcome Jesus exactly in the way that he comes. Because Jesus is always there, and it's up for, and he's seeking us, he's coming to us, but it's up to us to open our minds and our hearts to see him, to trust that he is there, and to trust that his plans work not for our security, but ultimately for our salvation. He invites us, yes, to place our trust in him and to trust that what he wants to bring about is truly what's best for us and what is best for others. But through it all, God is with us. That was the name, of course, Jesus came to fulfill that prophecy that Emmanuel would come to be that sign, and also Jesus as God coming to save his people from their sins. So through it all, we are invited to remember, no matter what happens, no matter how life plays out, no matter how things go according to our plans or not, no matter even if it's not our plan B, God's plan is always the best. His love remains, and his love invites us to draw near to him, even in those moments of disappointment. And every time, of course, that we gather here to celebrate the Eucharist, we are invited to open our minds and our hearts to recognize God's presence among us in the special ways that he is with us here. Through his word, where he speaks to us, to seek to comfort us, to console us, and to guide us and to remind us, again, his plans in our lives. Through the presence of others as we gather as a body of Christ. But of course, most especially as Jesus comes to us here at the altar, giving us himself completely, reminding us of his constant presence, that not only is God with us, as we receive him, God is within us. And united to him, our plans and his plans come together, and his plans will not fail.